Nuri Martinez resigns from LA City Council amid outrage over leaked audio. Los Angeles City Councilwoman Nuri Martinez resigned her council seat October 12 after the recent leak of a recorded conversation from a year ago made her the center of a political firestorm that's sweeping through the second-largest city in the United States. "It is with a broken heart that I resign my seat for Council District 6, the community I grew up in my home," Martinez said in a lengthy statement 2 days after she gave up her council presidency. After thanking and apologizing to city staff, colleagues, and constituents, Martinez said, "While I take the time to look inwards and reflect, I ask that you give me space and privacy." Besides Martinez, Councilman Gil Cedillo and Kevin De Leon, and Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera could be heard in the taped conversation with racially disparaging remarks about a fellow councillor and other ethnic groups. The recording surfaced on Reddit October 9, but was removed shortly after. Herrera resigned from his position the following day. Public pressure has been mounting after the leak, with President Joe Biden joining a group of California politicians including Governor Gavin Newsom, Senator Alex Padilla, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti, LA mayoral candidates Karen Bass and Rick Caruso, and several city councillors in condemning the officials involved. Angry protesters also disrupted the city council meeting October 11 and the following day, calling for all three councillors to resign. At least two council members, Paul Krikorian and Marquise Harris Dawson, signaled an intent to hold a special election for Martinez's seat as well as De Leon's if he resigns. Both their terms expire in December 2024. Cedillo lost his re-election bid to Eunesis Hernandez earlier this year, and Krikorian suggested swearing in Hernandez immediately if Cedillo resigns. In a statement moments after Martinez's announcement, Acting Council President Mitch O'Farrell said her resignation is the first necessary step in the process of accountability. Mayor Eric Garcetti also said Martinez made the right decision, "one that I realize is painful to her personally, but unquestionably in the best interests of a city that I know she loves." "Racism and hateful words cannot ever be overlooked by our community or within oneself, and she needs the time and space to reflect, make amends and move forward with her life," he said in a statement. Her two former colleagues must arrive at the same decision soon, because Angelenos deserve a government focused squarely on meeting challenges in their neighborhoods that are too serious to risk a paralyzed city council. Both mayoral candidates supported the resignation. "Ms. Martinez did the right thing," Representative Karen Bass said. "For Los Angeles to move in the right direction, Mr. De Leon and Mr. Cedillo must resign as well." Developer Rick Caruso, Bass's opponent, said Martinez made the right choice. "We need to move forward as a city and heal." Governor Gavin Newsom additionally called the resignation the right move. "Again, these comments have no place in our state or in our politics, and we must all model better behavior to live the values that so many of us fight every day to protect," he said in a statement. In the taped conversation, Martinez spoke about Bonin's black son as Ese Changuito, Spanish for "that little monkey," while recalling seeing the boy misbehaving on a float during a Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade. She said if she and another woman didn't step in to parent his kid, the float may have tumbled over. "They're raising him like a little white kid," she said in the recording. "I was like, this kid needs a beatdown, let me take him around the corner, and then I'll bring him back." De Leon chimed in and said Bonin treats his child the same way as when Nuri brings her Goyard bag or the Louis Vuitton bag. While referencing Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gaskin, Martinez said that guy, he's with the blacks. The conversation, which the officials did not know was being recorded, also included Martinez making disparaging comments about Oaxacans, an indigenous group from Mexico. Herrera, Cedillo, and De Leon issued statements of apology after the leak October 9. "There were comments made in the context of this meeting that are wholly inappropriate, and I regret appearing to condone and even contribute to certain insensitive comments made about a colleague and his family in private," De Leon said. "On that day, I fell short of the expectations we set for our leaders, and I will hold myself to a higher standard. Pereira said, there is no justification and no excuse for the vile remarks made in that room. Period. I apologize to all of you, Mike Bonin and his family, the affiliates and community members, specifically those in the Black and Oaxacan community, he said. Cedillo said it is his instinct to hold others accountable when they use derogatory or racially divisive language. I want to start by apologizing. While I did not engage in the conversation in question, I was present at times during this meeting last year. Clearly, I should have intervened, he said. Currently, it is unclear who recorded the conversation, which reportedly took place at a Federation of Labor office, and who posted it on Reddit. The Federation referred to the recording as illegal and said it is investigating the source of the leak, which was a serious security and privacy breach at its offices, according to an email sent to some of its affiliates and first reported by the Los Angeles Times. Since 2013, Martinez served on the LA City Council and represented the 6th District in the San Fernando Valley. 6 years later, she was the first Latina to become president of the council, replacing longtime President Herb Wesson. City News Service contributed to this report.